CD 1.
Pathways 1, Reading, Writing, and Critical Thinking. Copyright National Geographic Learning, 2013. Unit 1. Life in a Day. Pages 5 and 6. Lesson A. Reading. Track 1-1. A Day on Planet Earth. What happens in a single day on planet Earth? In 2010, a team led by film director Kevin MacDonald tried to find out. The team asked people around the world to film their life on a single day, July 24th, and to send in their videos. As a result, people uploaded 80,000 videos to YouTube, a total of more than 4,500 hours. The videos came from big cities and small villages, from people in 192 countries from Australia to Zambia. MacDonald's team used the videos to produce a 90-minute movie called Life in a Day. The movie begins as most days begin. People wake up, get dressed, wash their face, and brush their teeth. Parents take care of their children. People laugh and cry. As the day goes on, we see changes in people's lives. A man thanks the hospital workers who helped save his life. A woman learns that she is pregnant. A man calls his mother and asks, "What should I say to the woman I love?" To make the movie, MacDonald understood that what may be normal to one person may be extraordinary to another. For example, the movie shows cultural differences, such as the different ways that people travel to work. MacDonald explains, what we might see as banal living in our own culture is not banal to somebody growing up in Dakar. MacDonald's team also asked people the following questions. What do you love most in the world, and what do you fear? People speak of their love for family and friends, of football and fast cars, a pet cat, even a refrigerator. Children speak of being scared of imaginary monsters and of real-life lions. Some Ukrainian farmers worry that wolves are going to eat their goats. People around the globe talk about their fear of guns, of war, and of the loss of natural beauty. MacDonald says that life in a day was possible because of the way we are all connected. The film is doing something that was not possible pre-internet. The idea that you can ask thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people all to contribute to a project and all to communicate about it and learn about it at the same time. One of the people in the movie is a Korean cyclist named Oh Kwon Yoon. After traveling alone for 9 years through 190 countries, he arrived on July 24th in Kathmandu, Nepal. When I close my eyes, he says, I can see all the different people in the world, from town to town, from country to country. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can see it. The Life in a Day team hopes that, after watching the movie, others may feel the same way.